Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, go forth, Minister Zadie.
I'm gonna let it shine. It's the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This is the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
One more time.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yes,
Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Lord, tell me some. Jesus loves me. Yes, no. Well, the Bible tells me some. Little ones need to be loved. They are weak, but she is strong.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, and he gave to help anyone. He will wash away my sins, let him live so shall come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so.
Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
mercy on me. Let us drink wine together on our knees. Let us drink wine together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise, praise, and worship. Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. From the Z Squad. Amen. The Z Squad.
Yes.
Doing, amen, our praise and worship. Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. And you are truly, truly welcome. We are so delighted to have you come. Amen, amen. If it's your first time, please come again. Amen, amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry, amen. And we are your hosts, Evangelist Zadie Alford and Minister L.C. Alford. Amen, amen, amen. And we cannot, amen, amen, we cannot adequately express our gratitude. We thank you so much. Amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry is reaching out to the lost, outcast, hurting, lonely, depressed, oppressed. Offering God's gift of love. Amen, amen, amen. As Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Amen, amen. In John chapter 4. Amen, amen. Jesus, knowing her condition. Amen. He offered her free gift. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus, what Jesus offers us is free. He paid the price that everything may be free. Amen, amen. In life, oh man, that pertains to life. Amen, amen. He offered her living water. Amen, amen. Which would spring up in her. Amen. Unto eternal life. Amen. Jesus wants to give us joy. He wants to give us peace. He wants to give us, amen, amen, the full filling of the Holy Ghost is what he wants to do is fill us. That's who Jesus is. And we just thank you once again for showing up on today. And right now we are going to be in the hands of Minister Alfred as he comes before you. Amen, amen.
Let us pray, man.
Man.
It's a blessing to be among the saints to share the word from God. Tonight, if you please, we would like to go to the 117th Division of Psalms with just two verses. But those two verses stand a whole lot. It says, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his mercy and kindness is great to all us. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. It's just two verses, but it says a whole lot. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us while we slumber and slept on last night. But this morning, my Father, you touched us with your finger of mercy. Our eyes came open, and we saw a new day. We realized, my Father, that we were able to stand on our two feet and lift our hands above our head and lift to the hills and come all our help. And all our help comes from you, Lord. Without you, Lord, we're nothing or nobody. Oh, Lord, we thank you for giving your darling son, Jesus, blood and died on the cross. Shed his blood for our sins and for the sins of this world. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for our families, Lord, that's traveling abroad. No doubt some of them may be under the influence of alcohol. Drugs. But Father, we ask you, Lord, to regulate their minds and touch their hearts and let them know there's only one way, that's straight and narrow way, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. We thank you this evening, my Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for changing me.
Yes.
Woo! Bringing me out of the darkness into the marvelous light.
Thank you.
Let me know, Lord, there's no other way.
Yes.
That straight and narrow way.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for my wife to see me. I was with her yesterday at the doctor's office. It really grieved my heart to come to the poor thing he's able. But I know God is able. God is able. Oh, we prayed about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes, thank you, Lord God. Amen. The Lord has made way.
Yes.
The Lord has made a way.
Yes.
I've been through storms and rain. I've had so many heartaches and pain. But the Lord has always made a way. The Lord has made a way. For thank you, Father. The Lord has made a way. Ooh, as I've been through storms and rain, yeah, I've had so many heartaches and pain. Oh, but I can testify that the Lord has always made a way. Oh, yes. Oh, I know he will. He brought me from a mighty long way. And I'm a witness that the Lord will. He'll make a way. He will, he'll make a way. No matter what you're going through, I'm encouraged that the Lord will, he'll make a way. Is anybody out there that even believe that? He will, he'll make a way. If you believe it, this evening you want to say, he'll make a way. Yes, he will, he'll make a way. Help me say, he'll make a way. Yeah, yeah. He's a bridge over troubled water. He'll make a way. Yes, he is. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He'll make a way. He'll make a way. They're at home in a dear doctor in a sick room. He'll make a way. Oh, I tell somebody, he'll make a way. When it seems that there is no way, he'll make a way. Oh, you see, I've been through. I don't know about you, but I've been through storm and rain. Oh, Lord, I've had so many heartaches and pains. Oh, but the Lord, he has always. God is always, he's always made a way. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. If you trust him for one thing, you trust him for all things. He's a God that will not change. Oh, he's a God. Oh, he'll be with us all the way. He'll go with you all the way from time throughout eternity. Talking about a God who I know he will love. Hey. He'll make a way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God. We glorify and magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. We want to give special thanks again to our Z Squad. Amen, amen. 4, 5, and 6-year-old. Amen. Females. Amen. And we just thank the Lord for our young people that they know the Lord, that they are learning to know and to love the Lord and sing praises unto his holy name. Amen. 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 And right now, I would just like for all the lines to be open and anyone that would like to introduce themselves, they may come forth at this time. I want to thank Minister George who brought me on again today. I don't know. I seemed like I was going to have some technical difficulties, so I just called her up and told her, hey, help me out here. And I thank God for
it.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. If you would like to introduce yourself, identify yourself, and if you'd like to say anything, I'll just tell me and I'll come back to you.
Your sister, Mary Thomas. Okay, I thought I heard somebody coming in at the same time. Those babies are so amazing. It's amazing, huh? It just lets you know who you are and what you've been doing with your babies. Those are your grandbabies, right?
Yes, yes.
So what, baby?
My great-grandbabies.
Yeah, those are okay, but I'm saying that's from Jackie, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's your great grandbaby from Jackie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's Richay's children.
Yes, Richay is six. These are only six's children.
Yeah,
ma'am.
Right. But I know you've had those babies there, and that is just, I don't know, right now I just feel so good. I feel so elated. I know you've had those babies, and I know if they was around you, I know what they was going to wind up being. And for me to hear that tonight, I just have been blessed, okay? And I'm just thanking God. Last week, I wound up forgetting, but I made sure that I set my alarm clock today so I wouldn't forget, okay? I set my alarm clock so I wouldn't forget. So, I am so right now, my spirit is, I just feel good, okay? And those babies, they bless me, okay? And they sung all my favorite songs, okay?
Thank you, sister. Love you.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow. Yes.
Amen. Now we're gonna get all the adults names down, then we're gonna go back to children's corner. Once we finish the children's corner, then we can go back to the adults and amen and let the Lord have his way in the older group, okay?
Amen.
Sister
Regina Smith,
thank you. Okay. Mother Smith, okay. Anyone else?
The Peggy Barnes on here.
Get the number.
Amen. For sure, I can't say it. I have to run.
And sing anyone else.
Sister Brenda Mim.
Brenda Mim. How you doing, Miss Brenda?
I'm blessed.
Yeah. All right, anyone else?
Yes, Lord.
Is that Sister Richardson? Mr. Richardson?
Yes,
yeah,
I'm on here.
And who else right here?
Yes, I'm on here.
Yes, ma'am. Anybody else right here? Okay, no more adults? Then we'll go to Children's Corner. We don't know if we have any more children on. Any more children on today?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who do we have?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, who do we have?
The London Brothers.
The London Brothers?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
And Bree.
Hey, all right. We got them coming on there. All right, amen. Okay, so we got any more children? Any more youth? Amen. We can move right along. We're going to have Brother Keshad and Brother Kenari to come. Amen. And following them, we'll be in the hands of the shining stars of Macomb, Mississippi.
Amen.
So,
Keshad and Kenari is coming all the way from Dallas, Texas. Come on, baby.
So I'm going to be reading chapter 1, paragraph 17 of Genesis. God set them in the firmament of heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let there be waters abound with abundance of land, living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created three creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. It was good, and God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make our man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have domination over the fish of the sea, over the bird of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man his own image, and the image of God he created him, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue, have domination over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seeds, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree holds to you seed to you, it shall be for food. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all of the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. He rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Everybody shout amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't have anything else on this line today. We have heard the reading of God's word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Lonnie. Amen. Amen. Now we have Kenara come forward.
That was him.
My name is Kenari London, and I will be praying. Dear God, I ask for you to heal the sick. I ask for you to keep everyone warm in their house. I ask for you to keep people happy. Dear God, thank you for everyone and everything. Dear God, I ask you. Keeping over me and my family's head. I ask for you to keep my mom, my brother, my sister, my mama, my papa, and my friend safe. In the name of Jesus, pray amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praying out of his little heart. I send them, sometimes I send them prayers, but he doesn't pray what God gives him. So we thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pray what comes out of your spirit. And I just thank God for that. Amen. 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 Wow. I'll give the London brothers a little applause, and then we'll move right on in the hands of Sister Bridget and the Shining Stars. Come forward.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
The Shining Stars, are you ready? The Shining Stars, are you ready? We're not muted, huh? Are everybody unmuted?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to call for Shining Stars one more time. I don't know what happened. I know
yes,
we
ma'am.
Announced it. Come forward, baby. Come forward, baby. With anyone that phone is not, if you have noise in your background, please mute your phone for me because the phone is opening now and I'll be able to cut it off, so, you know, like, time I won't be able to mute it. So please, if you have any noise in your background, please mute your phones at that time. Amen. Now, did I hear Bree come back? Bree, Bree Cryer.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you coming from right now, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am. There's a blessing in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Can I be next in line? I want my blessing too. There's a blessing in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my blessing too. You gotta trust and believe. Have faith, you will receive. Don't give up yet. Hold on, you can be next. There's joy in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my joy too. There is joy in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my joy too. You gotta trust and believe. Have faith, you will receive. Don't give up yet, hold on, you can be. There's peace in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my peace too. There is peace in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my peace too. You gotta trust and believe. Have faith, you will receive.
Daughter, Hello.
You okay there, baby?
You want us to sing another song?
Yeah, it's up to you all, whatever y'all had planned.
Yes, ma'am, we're going to sing another song.
I don't know. Okay, sweetie.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Ma'am,
Hey, I thought I heard somebody speaking to me. Amen. Amen. I couldn't hear. Is Brother Larry on the phone? Mother Talbot is on the phone. Okay. Mother Wynn. Is Mother Wynn on? Amen. There were three that I didn't get a chance to call last week before the phone line fell. Well, all right, we're going to move right along. Amen, amen, amen. Sister Mary Thomas, did you have anything else that you wanted to say, my sister?
She might have dropped. We have three people that dropped.
Oh, okay then. All right then, we're moving right along then. We're going to move to Minister Sharon Richardson and Minister Brenda Mills and Mother Regina Smith. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I forgot our theme today is being when you rejected by a man but honored by God.
Amen. Amen. I will be reading 100 of Psalms, and I will be praying also. So Psalms 100 read as follows. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Verse 3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep are his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5 and last, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for this line, Lord God. Thank you for blessing the one that's on the line, Lord God. Thank you for blessing Minister Zadie Alfred and her husband, Mr. L.C. Alfred. Father God, bless each one on the line, Lord God. Cover them with your precious blood and your anointed of the Holy Spirit. Father God, give them peace where there's confusion, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for this line. I thank you for blessing each one on the line. In Jesus' name, thank you for the children, Lord God. Thank you for blessing them and their mothers and fathers in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I give you all the praise and honor. In Jesus' blessed wonderful name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Father God. Hallelujah in the highest praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to your throne of grace, Lord, and your throne of mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for this line, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for just keeping us covered in the blood each and every day, Lord, that you open our eyes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you keep us covered in the blood each and every day, Father, that you give us strength each and every day, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We know that no weapon formed will prosper, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we trust and believe in you, Lord, for each and everything that goes on in our lives, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for the little children, like my sister said, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, for their voices, Lord, in the name of Jesus, singing and reading your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, for doing what you do, Father, for being such a gentleman, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for just always being in the midst of each in every one of our situations, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not just for one thing, but for everything, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. And we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, okay. I'll be reading from the fourth chapter, song, the fourth division of songs. Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer, O ye sons of men. How long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity, seek after leeches? But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that says, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their coin and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, hast made me dwell in safety. And it said, sleep in heavenly places. Sleep is vital to recharging your mind, body, and spirit. Each night before you go to sleep, pray a favorite prayer, like the Lord's Prayer, followed by intercession for others and in petition for yourself. Develop a bedtime prayer. A prayer habit will help you get a great night's sleep. And it said, I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for ye alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. And that comes from Psalms, the fourth chapter and the eighth verse. Everlasting Father, tonight I will lay down in peace and sleep in safety. And that should be our prayer every night. I know I do. I ask for and thank the Lord. I'll be thanking him in advance for a peaceful, good night's sleep. And then when he wakes me in the morning with the activity of my limbs and my right mind, and then I thank him again. Because I say, you know, good morning, Father God. You have ushered in another day, untouched and fresh as new.
Hello, this is Sister Mary. I thought I was talking before, but I had the phone muted. So I just come back and say I really enjoyed my tonight, and I'm going to make sure I set my clock so I can be able to be here every Saturday night. It's so a blessing. Do you hear me, sis?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited. Amen. We thank you for our foregone speakers. Amen. We just thank you all and ask the Lord to continue to bless you. Amen. And right now we'll be in the hands of Sister Peggy Bonds, and following her, it'll be Minister Vivian George. Hello, Sister Peggy. Sister Peggy Bowen. Well, come for a minute, Vivian. She may step back for a minute.
Is it a 2-2 phone?
Ma'am?
Is it a 225 number?
Is it a 504?
Yeah.
I think it's 6057, something like that.
No. Okay. Praise God. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh,
amen.
Right now. Oh, the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Well, he woke up this morning and he started us on our way. The Lord is blessing us right now, right now, right now. Father God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. What else can we say but thank you, Father? Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy.
Yes.
Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for keeping us all the day long. Thank you for the angels that's been encamped all about us. Thank you for the God and angel, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Father God, that done guided us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for that great arm, oh God, that just holds us, comforted us all day long, God. Thank you for that eye, God, that have, oh God, trickled down on us all day long, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, oh God, that, oh God, your hands is not too small to hold us in the hollow. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, that you said you will let nothing pluck us out of your hands, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, oh God, that you have put in us, God. You didn't leave us, oh God, without you, God, but you placed your Holy Spirit in us, God. Oh, thank you, Father God, that leads and guides us into all truth, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Father God, that the devil can't have his way. Only you can, God. Oh God, make us and mold us and shape us, oh God, the way you want us to be, oh God. Thank you, God. That man didn't make this gun. But you made us and you fearfully and wonderfully did it, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for each day that comes, oh, God. Thank you, Father God, for your love. Oh, that love, God, that will never fail us, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for this program tonight, God. It was already ordained, oh, God, before this day happened. Oh, God, thank you, oh, God, for every voice, oh God, that have opened up the sepulchre, oh God, without you, God, they couldn't have done it, God. Oh God, but you stepped in, oh God, and you said it shall be done. Hallelujah, praise God. Thank you for, oh God, the leader of this program tonight, God. Thank you for her perseverance, God. Thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her and her family, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that you continue opening up doors for them, God, where there seems to be no way, God. Oh, Father God, thank you. God, we can't thank you enough. We just thank you and praise you, Lord God, for what you're doing, God, in the lives of your people as they sing and praise you, giving glory and honor to you, God. Lord, what you are doing, God, not what they are doing, but what you. Oh, God, because it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, it's just making your heart glad. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that these children are going to grow up and they're going to continue in the way of the Lord. And God, they're going to proclaim their goodness. You're going to preach your gospel, God. Hallelujah, God. We speak it over them in the name of Jesus, oh God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Hallelujah, praise God. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister George. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Did Sister Peggy return? Sister Peggy Boyne. Sister Peggy Boyne. Okay. She didn't return, so we'll move right along. Do we still have any young people on the line? Do we still have any young people on the line?
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. No more young people on the line. Amen, amen. Amen. Well, we're going to move right on along. Our theme today. Amen, amen. I was hoping our young people, I should have made it announced that they on the line and make sure they don't get off before they hear the word, even though we heard a good reading from our brother, Keyshawn. We wanted the children to hear him. Amen, amen. The message that I wanted to give to them today. Amen, amen. And we want our children to hear so they can grow. Amen, amen. Not only, know. In order for them to grow, they have to know. Amen.
Amen.
For them to grow, they have to know God's word. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Being rejected. You know, so many of our young people are feeling denied and rejected. And, you know, they're feeling, you know, so despondent these days. You know, there's so much going on. Amen, amen, amen. One of my little granddaughters said the other day, she said, I told her to put something down or don't do something. And she walked off, and the other little girl came and told me that she said, nobody loves me. And I thought about that, as I had already prepared what I was going to say. But I thought about that. I said, you ever know, now for her to say that, nobody loves me. Now, I may have stopped her or not denied her something, but I know I was within a mother's right to do it. So many times people are rejected. They're rejected, and they know that they are walking in good faith with God, and they know that they're being humble and obedient to their parents, and they feel like they're doing the best they can in their lives, and yet denied and rejected and scorned and they just feel like, well, nobody loves me. Amen, amen. I'm here to tell you today. I'm here to tell you that God loves you. God loves you. Amen. He loves you. Amen, amen, amen. And he will not scorn, deny, or reject you. And he will be with you always. Amen. We want to encourage all y'all people to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen. As you go through life, as you face rejection, you're going to face rejection. Many times you're going to face rejection. But when man is rejected by man, he can be still accepted by God. Amen, amen, amen. My scripture today, I'll be reading from Ephesians, the fifth chapter. The fifth chapter of Ephesians. And it says, excuse me. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his children. You are his children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loves us. He offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sin have no place among God's people. obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes. These are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, imperfect, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For the greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of the world. So don't be fooled by those things, those who try to excuse these sins. For the anger of God will fall on the disobedient. Don't participate in things these people do. Once you were filled with darkness, but you are have light now from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and true. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the scripture that my Bible flipped on me, and I done read it, but my scripture was coming from 1 Timothy. I'm going to go back and I'm going to read it because I got off track with that, but that still was a good lesson for the young people. It's a good useful lesson for the young people. Amen, amen. It's the word of God, isn't it?
Amen.
The word of God. But I'm going to go to 1 Peter 2 and 4, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. You have a Bible clip on me, and I just went to reading that section over there. Amen. 2 and 4, started at the, I'm going to start at the 4th verse. Let's see. I have to excuse me. My eyes is not in. Give us day one for us. And I thank God it can't be a real lot worse. Now let's get things in order. Let's see the second chapter. Okay, right here. Right here, second chapter. And the 4th verse. He's talking about living stones for God's house. Amen. You are becoming to Christ. You are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. Doesn't that sound good? Oh, that is so good to know. What's more, you are his holy priest. Through the meditation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that pleases God. As the scripture says, I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in him will never be discarded. You will not be discarded if you trust in him. You will never be discarded. Amen. You will never be discarded. Trusting in him. So no matter what the world, even the saints sometimes, in the churches, it don't stop in the young people. It's in the church. It's everywhere where people are being rejected. But we have to know who is rejected us. Amen. And if we are living for God, then they are rejecting him also. Amen. Amen. Because he's building us. Amen. We are blocks in his stones in his temple. Amen. 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 I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Amen. And it says right here, in describing the church as God's spiritual temple, Peter drew a
on several Old Testament texts, familiar texts, to his Jewish audiences, from Psalm 118 and 22 and Isaiah 8, 14 and 28 and 16. Peter's readers would understand the living stone to be Israel. Then Peter applied the image of cornerstone to Christ once again. Peter showed that the church does not cancel the Jewish heritage, but build it. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Peter portrays the church as a living spiritual temple with Christ as the foundation and cornerstone, and each believer as a stone. Paul portrays the church as a body with Christ as the head and each believer as a member. Amen, amen, amen. Both pictures emphasize community. One stone is not a temple, or even a wall. One body part is useless without the other. In our individualistic society, it is easy to forget the interdependence with others and with other Christians. So many things pull us away. We get hurt by man. We get insulted, and our feelings are so fragile. Amen. Our feelings are so fragile. We've all been there. We've all been there. Amen. Yes. But God wants us, as we learn, that we hear and receive his word, that we'll grow. We'll grow. And as we grow, that makes us stronger and stronger to tolerate our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we can, as you said, one little block is not the whole building. Everybody got to work together. And that's for our young people. We just can't run and fall out. So many of our young people, I never heard of so much suicide amongst young generations. But this, in this time, in this evil time, when we know that wars against wars, and we know it's in the end, it's coming up to in the end time. And the Bible tells us that all of these things are going to happen, but he also said that this is the beginning of sorrow. Beginning of sorrow. That's why we pray. That's why we try to keep our children mind on the Lord so they'll know who to call on when this world rejects them. Amen. You're going to be rejected for your faith in God. Amen. You're going to be rejected by your love, your own family members. Amen. Because you love the Lord, and they say you crazy, you foolish, and they don't want to have nothing to do with all of that. They want to, they want to say you all. What that word is? What that word is? You're children in school and nerds. They have been nerds in ever since I've been in this world. They've been nerds. Amen. But it's to the point now where our younger people are saying, if they seem to want to imply that they are nerds, they'll tell you, I won't be no nerd. I don't want to have to be somebody just looking for me to do all the right things and looking for me to dot all the I's and cross all the T's. Now, I don't want nobody to be looking for me to do all of that. So I'm going to start getting into stuff. So that's like I'm a bad guy. I'm a knucklehead child or something, This is happening all of the day today that the young people are just being so, I wouldn't say that they are really influenced by the world, but they want to be, they can't stand up to the pressure. They can't say, well, I know who I am. I am wonderfully and spiritually made in God. I'm a child of God. I'm a part of God's body, a part of God's temple. Amen. Yes. This is what we want to get our children, amen, to understand that you are part of God's body. Amen, amen, amen. When God calls you to a task, remember that he has already called others to work with you together. Your individual efforts will be multiplied. Look for those people. Join with them to build a beautiful house of God. And that's what we want to do. We want to build on the house of God. Amen. That's who we are.
Amen.
That's what we want to do. Amen. Amen. We want to let God be God in our lives. Amen. Amen. So children, you must know, our young people, you must know our elderly. Amen. Amen. Who may be suffering from rejection, being rejected by man. Remember. Amen. 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 God chose. Amen. Amen. God chose the foolish things of God. He chose the foolish and simple things. Amen. To confound the wise.
Mm-hmm.
And amen. We have to know. We have to know. Amen. That we are unequivocally precious in God's eyes. He has chosen us. Amen, amen. And whatever we go through, he knows. He knows when we feel rejected, unloved. He sees what no one else can see. He sees every little minute thing about us. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I'm just thankful to God. Amen, and I hope our young people, would listen. I'm ready to send them a little insert of this here because they need to know that to be strong and be focused in who God says you are. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So we just thank the Lord on tonight for the opportunity, amen, to encourage somebody on what we need to know as being rejected, feeling unwanted, feeling unloved. Maybe someone, I was reading a story about someone was so in love, they were so in love and happily in love. When the young man came and called and said, I have to talk to you about something. And she just knew that she was going to be, he was going to propose to her. And she was just so sure. And when he was back in town, he told her to meet him in a park or whatever. And boy, she was just so happy and excited and told her mom and her family members there. That's what he wanted, because they were so in love with one another. But when he got there, he told her that he wasn't going to be able to see her no more, that he had met somebody else. She felt so rejected. She felt so bad for so long. She carried that. She didn't want to have any more communication with anybody else in that wise, because she felt like she was going to be rejected. But she didn't know. Had no idea that, you know, this would happen, you know, to her. Amen, amen. So people go through lives being rejected by people, but don't give up. Go back to God. God, he said in Psalm 27, Psalm, he said, David said, when your mother and your father forsake you, he said, I'll pick you up. God will take us up. God will be there for us. No matter what the situation, God will be there. He will be there. Amen. You have to know. Amen. Just, you know, give it to God and move on with our lives. Amen. Amen. I also read about a sportsman. I don't know if he's a football player, but anyway, wanted to be one of the favorite ones to get the scholarship, and it turned out, you know, he was just so excited that he was going to get it. He felt so rejected. Jesus knew it, and he was so rejected. He just almost just gave up on life. You know, just didn't want to go on in life being productive, just existing. But God, somebody told him about about Jesus and how Jesus was rejected. Our Lord and our Savior. Amen. How they rejected him. Amen. 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 So we have to know that what he went through, we're going to go through a lot. But he said there is no temptation. Amen. Amen. There's coming to man that he's not experienced. He's experienced it all. All the pain. All the rejection. He don't experience it all. So what we have to do is just go to him. Go to him. Give it to him. Amen, amen. And he will work it out. Amen. He will work it out. Amen, amen. He will work out our situation. So we want our elderly to be encouraged, because this is what the ministry is about, training the young and encouraging the elderly. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I know when we're going through situations, amen, and people will seem that we are rejected from the friends and whatever we're used to, because we may be in a situation that we can't function or participate like we once did. Amen. Hey, I just put my hand up first because I've been there, done that. Amen. But we have to know that we are in Christ and he is in us. Amen, amen. We have to know. Amen. I'm going to read this right here and I'll be done. And it says that, dear Jesus, you know what your destiny is like. That's why you are the perfect one for me to run to when I feel rejected. Today, I'm bringing you the broken pieces of my heart and asking you to share hope deep within me again. Amen. Rejection did not get to have rejection do not get to have the final say in my life. But I'm choosing to believe. I'm choosing to believe that it will not have the final say. No, it didn't have the final. Rejection did not have the final say in Jesus'
amen.
Life. And I'm chosen to believe that it will not have it in mine either. Isn't that wonderful? And we can all say that today.
Amen.
Amen. Writing a letter to Mrs. Ted Jesus. Dear Jesus, you know. Tell Jesus to give it. You know how it feels. You know how it feels to be rejected. But you didn't give up. David was rejected. Joseph was rejected. Amen, amen. So we can go on and go on. And the disciples, they were rejected when after Jesus was, you know, after Christ died and the Sanhedrin, can't think of the name now, when he became a head emperor. Amen. They set up the synagogue. They set up the Sanhedrin council and what have you. And Peter and them was unlearned men. They wasn't educated like the theologians. They were theologians, you know. So they beat them and call them unlearned and everything. Amen. But what did they say about them? They said, but you can tell they had been with God.
Amen.
Yeah, we been with God. We are with God, and people can tell that we are with God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us hold to our faith. Let us cling tightly to our faith. Amen.
Amen.
Hold out it. You know, this battle is not given to the swift. Amen. It neither the race is not given to the swift, and neither this battle to the strong. So he that holds out until the end. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So this is my message, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the message on today. I thank you, dear Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. Amen, amen. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, dear God, just come again, oh God, just thanking you and praising you for your love and tender mercy, God. We thank you, Lord God, for you.
being God, oh, Father God. We thank you for being a forgiver of our sins, oh, God, that you love us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, oh, God. All we have to do is believe on him, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I just thank you and I praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. As you look beyond our faults, oh God, every day, oh God, you see our needs, oh God. Every morning you say your mercies are new every morning. Oh God, oh God, we just thank you, Lord God. Your mercies, oh God, it's your mercies the reason why we are not consumed, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh God, it's in you that we live, that we move, and that we have our very existence, oh God. We just thank you, Lord God, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for your word that said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. I just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your word, oh God. Oh God, that we can, hallelujah, hide your word in our hearts, oh God. Oh God, we are healed, oh God. We are saved, oh God. Oh God, we are just all holy, oh God, in you because, oh God, of your word, oh God, because of Jesus Christ's work on the cross, God. Hallelujah. We look to the cross, at the cross, at the cross, at the cross, oh God, by Sunday. Oh God, at the cross, where I first saw the light. Oh God, in the burdens of my heart begin to roll away. Oh God, oh God. We can take our burdens to the cross, oh God. We can take our burdens and we just thank you. We can take it to you, God. No matter what it is, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I heard my husband mention the situation with the doctor on yesterday. And with the doctor, amen, amen, told me on yesterday. But that's all right. God is the one that made the doctor. God is the one that gave the doctor. He gives them knowledge and understanding how to treat his people. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Hey, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, sometimes, oh, God, we get a little nip on our finger or foot. Hey, God has already given man wisdom to have a Band-Aid. Oh, we can grab a Band-Aid or some ointment or something and put on it. God is always ahead of the enemy. He already knows the enemy mind. The enemy don't know his mind, but he knows, amen, for the enemy. Oh, God is coming. He knows his every strategy. Hey, God, and we just thank you, oh, God, that you, oh, God, make preparation for your people. You go over for us, oh, God, and prepare, oh, God, the things that we need in this life, oh, God. We just thank you, Lord God, oh, God, oh, God. We just have the faith, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for the faithful patriarchs, oh, God, of your word, oh, Father God, the word that was in the lion's den. Hey, the one that was in the fire of furnace, oh, God, the one, oh, Father God, that held on to his faith, oh, Father God, and would not doubt, talking about old Brother Job now. Oh, Lord, we're going to serve you, God. We're going to love on you, God. Have more shout now. We're going to praise you, God, with all that is within us, oh, God. We just going to look to the hills on which cometh our help. Oh, God, we look to you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, oh, Father God. Your word is medicine to our souls, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. No, though these outward bodies, oh, God, is in passion day by day. Oh, God, oh, God. Your spirit, oh God, in us, oh God, has been renewed day by day, God. And we just thanking you and praising you for it all, God. We just give you glory, Father. We give you glory, God, for your love, God. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your love, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your love, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you for your spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit, God. Thank you for your power, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, have my son and the most son. Hey, God, oh, thank you, Lord God of God. Oh, that we are vessels, oh, God, filled with the Holy Ghost, oh, God. Oh, we are treasures, oh, God. Oh, we're just clay clay jars, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, we just bubbling over for you, Jesus. We're bubbling over for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, oh God, we sit our face, oh God. Oh God, like Abraham said, I'm looking for a city, God. Hallelujah, our Father Abraham, oh God. Hallelujah, we are looking, Father. So Jesus told us in John, the 14th chapter, he said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go, I'll come again. Hallelujah, and I'm receive you unto myself. Oh God, oh God. We sit, oh God, and we watch, oh God, and we wait for you, Lord God. We wait on you, Father. We wait on you, Lord God. Determined to hold out and to prove faithful, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We want to be able to say like Paul said, I finished my course. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I kept the faith. My God, my God. We want to be able, oh my God, oh God. Oh Lord, we want to be able to hear you say, servant of God, well done. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up and I'm going to make you, oh Lord, I'm going to make you favor over many. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, because you sent your darling son, Jesus, oh God. And because he lived, oh God. Oh God, they can face tomorrow, oh God. In the name of Jesus. No matter, oh God, if we are going through these troublesome times, oh God. Times of sorrow, oh God. Old times are confusing. Our children, oh God, are confusing their minds, oh God. Some of our elders are still confused too, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, we just look to you. We just look to you. We know that you, oh God, will give everyone an illumination, oh God. You illuminate yeah. their minds, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We'll just consecrate ourselves before you, God. Tell you all about our fear, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Oh, we got to lay it out before you, Lord God. Let you know, God, I don't understand, God, so many things about tomorrow. I just don't understand. Oh, but I know, God. Hallelujah. I know, God. I know, God, that you, God, hallelujah, sit high and you look low. I know, God, that you are omnipotent. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. I know you are not present, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your word, oh, God. I thank you for your word, oh, God. Hallelujah, God, oh, God, oh, God. We don't want to just be selfish, oh, God, to just show up our ministries, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. But we want to pray, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. For the saints all over the world, God. In the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Somebody's out there, oh, God. Oh, God, running for you, Jesus. Running for you, God. They're going over hills and mountains, God. Oh, they're trying to tell somebody, hallelujah, that Jesus lives. He lives. Hallelujah, oh, God. Ask you to be with them everywhere they go, God. Be with them, oh, God. Cover them, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, move all doubts and all fear, God. Hallelujah, God. Your word said that you have not given us a spirit of fear, oh, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Help them, oh, God. Be with them, oh, God, on the battlefield, oh, God. Hallelujah, dear God. Hallelujah, oh, God, the military, oh, God. Be with them, God. Cover them, God, if they be unsaved, oh, God. Let them know that it's you that's going to keep them, oh, God. Hallelujah. If they survive, it's going to be you, Lord God. Oh, let them return their lives to you, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Lord, in the government, oh, God. All of our government officials, oh, God. Ask you to look down on them, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Touch their lives, oh, God. Oh, Lord, illuminate their minds, God. Oh, Lord, give them a will to change and look to you, God. They don't need you, God. They may not feel like they need you now, but they're going to need you in a dying hour, God. Oh, my God, and oh, my God. We just thank you, Lord, that we can call on you, Lord, God. In your God. Amen. Just turn back to your word, oh, God. My God, my God, my God. I heard it somewhere. with a song for old Zion. What is the matter now? Oh Zion, what is the matter now? What's the matter now? We need to go back to the old time way. We need to go back on our knees and pray. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That you didn't move, God. You didn't decrease, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. You were standing right there, oh God. When the prodigal walked away, oh God. Oh God, oh God. And you were standing right there, waiting to greet him when he came back, oh God. Somebody going to walk away from it, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh God, I let them know, God. Hallelujah. What Jeremiah said, oh God. Shall married to the backslider. All you got to do is come back home. Come back home. God's waiting you ready. Hallelujah. I don't care what what your nationality, what your creed. Oh, my God. I don't care what it is. Amen, amen. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. And he have no respect to person. What he done for others, he'll do for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. One songwriter wrote a song said, there is no secret. Hallelujah, what God can do. Hallelujah, what he done for others, he'll do for you. Oh, God, prick your hearts this evening, God. Prick hearts, oh, God. Prick hearts, oh, God. Prick hearts, oh, God. And I'm praying to your word, God. Oh, God. And somebody is saying that it don't take all of that. It don't take all of that. No, it takes all of that and more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To walk and to live this life that God has called us to. Hallelujah. Like I tell minutes on Thursday night that we are representatives of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We ought to represent him well. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard Minister George say, in her message, she said, if you say you love God, hallelujah, you ought to live like you love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us to live like we love you, Lord God. The little children sung a song tonight. They did the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the word saying, let your light shine before me and that they may see your good works. Hallelujah. And see your good works. Hallelujah. I want somebody to see my good works. Hallelujah. Oh, but I don't want them to glorify me. I want them to glorify my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it ain't me shining there. It's him shining through me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want him to shine. Anybody want him to shine this evening? Anybody want God to shine in his life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. How much hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord God. We love you, God. And we give you all. All the glory, all the praise in Jesus' name, God. Oh, God, save, heal, and deliver every prayer, God. And we will, oh, God, give you the glory, give you the honor and the praise. Ask God to bless each and every one of you. I thank you all for coming on this evening. Thank you for whatever part that you play. Amen, amen. Please come again if this is your first time. Amen. Anyone would like to, amen, amen, just participate. Amen. Just be always ready to announce yourself. Amen. And be prepared to give whatever God gives you. Amen, amen. Our focus is on training the children. Amen. And encouraging our elderly. Amen. Amen. Y'all be blessed on tomorrow night. 7 o'clock, Minister William George. Same number. On Friday night, Minister Janice. At 8 o'clock. Amen. Same number. Amen. Next Saturday at the same time. If the Lord be with us. Amen. We will be back again. And this being the last weekend, last of January, want to say happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you all, happy birthday to you, to all of the ones that have birthdays, Amen. In January.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for everyone that had anniversaries. We want to say happy anniversary to you all. Amen. Amen. God love you, and so do I. Be blessed until next time. Thank you, Mr. Vivian George, once again. But not with me. I do love you. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, you want this to go to Facebook? Okay, what's the title? What's the title? Rejected and what? Okay, the other one was 225, area code 504. And the other one, the area code is 225-234-1793. Yeah. And the other one, well, those are the one that dropped, but the one that was on was 601-341-5484. Okay, and the other one was 601-730-8806. Okay, and then you had Sharon. Then you had 601-730-8910. Okay, and then you had Brenda. That's it. All right, honey. I don't know why, but I'm going to tell them. Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't show up. I don't know.
Hello?
Oh, the phone's still not on? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mother?
Yes?
Mother Regina?
Uh-huh.
I thought the phone was cut off. It's not cut off, huh?
No.
All right. Okay, then. Let me see if it get it cut off.